This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That last caller completely freaked me out because driving home at work at night, waking up in the middle of the night, this morning I was on the elliptical and I saw this news about a nuclear-armed ISIS and, you know, saying that they've got nuclear material, not just a dirty bomb. And I know about how our government under Clinton gave reactors that can make hydrogen and atomic bombs to Kim Jong-il, the father of Kim Jong-un. And then all these hundreds of points come in. It's why I get exhausted by like five or six now, because I have so much data. I mean, when I think about something, I can like pull up in my mind this whole 3D map. But that gets exhausting. So I'll just do it for all this petty stuff. Like, no, we have to get the right light bulbs for the house. And then I'll spend an hour messing around with light bulbs. Everybody knows how this is. I'm not complaining. Or spilt protein shake in your kid's backpack and it smells like a dead animal and you're cleaning the car out and you know how it is, or a water leak in the ceiling, or, you know, the broken sprinklers, and I'm just jacking with all this all day, or jacking with the people that are helping me, who are great folks, instead of like the big issues. And I'm driving to work going, I got to talk about nuclear terrorism. I got to talk about the big one coming. I got to talk about, you know, any trigger for a civil emergency. It could be a giant West Coast earthquake. What could Obama use? All the preparations point towards it. How do we put the word out to stop him from doing it? You've got to, and then I get to work. I don't cover it for the 50th time. And the caller calls and brings it up. You know it's meant to be covered. That's all I'm saying. Dave, and then we'll go to everybody else. Dave, you're on the air from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Yes, great show as always, Alex. Hey, I was wondering about the Obama phone lady who she's supporting for president.
Oh, boy. We should probably try to get...
Too. I was going to say, you guys go up there for that convention, stop on by, pay her a visit. That'd be nice of you.
Yeah, we probably need to get the Obama phone lady back on the broadcast. She is a really fun lady to hang out with, and very, very interesting, her and her husband.
Yes, and I get a lot of good information when I hear them talk about what's going on in that part of the country, too.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be up there for at least a week and a half. I can't be away from my kids longer than that. But I'm going to be up there covering it. Roger Stone's going to be covering it for a full month. And Roger says we can be embedded, not in bed, but embedded with him and some folks. So InfoWars is going to have fantastical level coverage of this epic RNC 2016.
I was going to say there's a lot of people changing their party affiliations. Like in the area where I live, in the three-county radius, over 5,000 people have gone from Democrat to Republican.
I was about to say, trendy, liberal, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, hate Trump and get into it. But when I talk to working-class, blue-collar, or even entry-level, white-collar, white people, blacks, Hispanics, anybody, they're like, we love Trump. It's all hype. He's Americana. You know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they get it. And so they like it because he's different. They like it because the South loves him. See how they say that, you know, they claim the South hates the North? That's not true. So it's a very exciting time to be alive right now. And Trump, if he gets elected, better deliver, or I will make it my life's mission to bring him down. And he knows that. Look, he's for real, folks. He's betting everything he's got on this. He's not part of the establishment. That's why they are, you know, whatting a brick right now. Closing comments, Dave.
Yeah, I think of anything, no matter who they put in against Trump, Trump will beat them in a landslide. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, that's why the Democrats are pulling their hair out. They know the Reagan Democrats, blue-collar Democrats. He's pulling double what any Republican's done since Eisenhower. The last time blacks were voting for a Republican in a primary at this level was Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was a huge civil rights activist and had people death threatening him who passed the Civil Rights Act once he got in. It's just crazy. All right, I appreciate you calling into the broadcast. All right, more callers. Gary, Karen, Keith, James, others. Your calls are straight ahead, 800-259-9231.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I was almost late getting in here because I was busy honchoing, getting my good buddy Weldon Henson, who is a wonderful country music band that's very popular, named Band of the Year or whatever just a few weeks ago here in Austin. Going to go play next week for my grandma at her nursing home. She finally had to be put in a nursing home about a year ago, but she's still all there. A great lady, a Christian. She's had, I'm not going to get into it. Point is, she's the type of person that is tough. And the reason I digress off into all of that is I've been trying for 3 months to get them over the phone to let Weldon come play for the old folks home, because they have folks that come and play there, but they're not usually as successful as he is. And I finally said this morning, I said, you go march in there personally and do it and get it done that way. And then now it's all set up quicker than I even wanted. But we're going to have barbecue over there and stuff like that. But that just shows how digital stuff is somewhat effective to wake people up or to inform them. But when it comes to physically going and getting in people's faces, that's what gets things done. That's why we've all got to be in Ohio and Cleveland when they try to steal the nomination for Trump. Even if you hate Donald Trump, you shouldn't let them steal the nomination from him if he's got 500 more delegates than Ted Cruz, which he's set to have. What's the magic number, 1,236? He's going to be just a few shy of that, and now Ted Cruz and Kasich are on TV saying, we want to be positioned to not give him the nomination and the 1,236. No one has ever had a contested election where the delegates weren't almost the same, and then there was some battle because it was so close. That's all that's for. This is incredible steel out in the open. Bill Clinton says he would give Bernie Sanders his superdelegate vote if the Vermont senator wins the nomination. That's like Bill Clinton saying he would vote against Hillary. Man, this is getting weirder and weirder. He comes out and badmouths Obama. Now he's badmouthing Hillary. Hillary's stealing his superdelegates from Bernie. What is going on? And I'm not being mean when I say that Bill Clinton could march onto a Hollywood set as a zombie today with no makeup and be the star of a high-budget zombie film. He looks like a reanimated corpse-sickle. What do you think is really going on there? Now, I'm going to go to your calls, Gary and James and Karen and Keith and everybody else here in just a moment, get back on all the Trump news. But we already knew this was going on, but this is what I want Rob to do and crew. I forgot to tell them this, to talk to the folks on the ground about how much were you paid and who bust you in here? Because it's MoveOn.org mainly. That's George Soros. But the followers are so dumb, they will load up busloads of Bernie Sanders supporters to go take orders from Hillary's MoveOn.org to then blame him when his supporters do bad things. I mean, that's what it's like when you've got followers that are this stupid. I mean, these are really dumb people. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. It's up on Infowars.com. I don't say they're dumb, again, for my ego. It doesn't make me feel good to be part of the same species. I don't think of myself as rocket science smart. But I'm like a god compared to these people. They know nothing. I don't care what color they are, where they're from. You talk to an institutionalized yuppie liberal, TV head, video game, smartphone head, and all they know is weird political correct statements that they state and then smile like they're supposed to get a gold star and a lollipop like a trained seal. You can take a seal that's had electroshock convulsive therapy or a lobotomy, and it can do tricks for kids. So when I marvel at them, it's like, look at the product of this higher education and standard education, primary education system. It creates devil worshipers, communists, weirdos, twits, morons, people that can hardly walk or talk, that run around screaming, trying to take free speech. That's what this machine produces. That's where this, it's like North Korea announced, prepare for millions to starve to death again, as millions have. That's your announcement. We're going to let you starve. Get ready. And then all these college kids want to be communists. Craigslist ad, with their little smartphones, get paid $15 an hour to protest at the Trump rally. Post promotes pre-protest instructions and a shuttle bus to the event. A pro-Bernie Sanders Craigslist ad invites people in Wisconsin to protest against Donald Trump for $15 an hour. Beneath the image of Bernie Sanders' T-shirt, the ad, which was posted on Tuesday morning, reads, paid positions for protesters at the Trump rally. We tried to get there in time to go to this, but it was already over by then. I will bet you, because it's come out and MoveOn.org admitted it in Chicago and New York and a bunch and Florida, I bet you my left arm, not the right, because I might be wrong, but I'm 98% right, that this was MoveOn.org. I mean, they're the main group doing it, so it's not a hard guess. getting the Bernie dum-dums, because there are no real Hillary supporters. He'll have 50,000, she'll have 1,000. I mean, this is it. That's all they got. It's all they'll ever be. And then they're used to go out and act like morons in their Bernie shirts. Because, hey, we want you to go out and protest Trump. They know the only real Democrat voters are Bernie supporters. They mean well. God bless them. They show up and they're loaded on a Hillary bus to be taken to make him look bad. A pro-Bernie Sanders Craigslist ad invites people in Wisconsin to protest against Trump for $15 an hour beneath the image of Bernie Sanders' T-shirt. The ad, which was posted Tuesday, paid positions for protesters at Trump rally. Shuttle buses, parking signs, and hourly pay available. $15 an hour due to economic inequality. That's all about the minimum wage. Meet at 3300 W Trip Road, Janesville, Wisconsin, for pre-protest instructions and to get your time card. And you see them standing around like they're security, standing around. You have the leaders of it. To be a leader, you got to be able to at least make sounds. Most of them can't talk, but you got to, and then you get a position. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot to cover here, don't we? Here's a big Esquire article about where is Trump's political campaign really going? What's really going on inside Trump's political operation? And then it basically, hint, talks about Stone running the show. Well, as Emperor Palpatine says, help me, I'm weak. Stone's not running anything. All right, let's go ahead now. He's not involved in anything. Either. And Obamacare is free. And okay, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. I apologize. I'm out of control. Charles is in North Dakota. And will you guys list the station he's listening to? I see the call letters, but I can't see it all. Actually, I don't know who's been holding the longest. Gary in Oklahoma. I apologize, Gary. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What I was want to talk about is kind of what's going on there in Europe. You know, Islam just really isn't compatible with Western ideology. You know, they're intolerant and violent, and there's a lot of blowback from it. Well, I was wondering, isn't it kind of a natural reaction for the kind of white supremacist groups to form like they have, you know, kind of like they blame radical Islam on Western governments interfering with Islamic states?
State that again, because I heard part of that.
Okay, you know, liberal media blames America and the Western countries for radical Islam.
Yes, I got that part. Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
So why aren't they attacking Islam for creating this Nazi groups that are rising up over there? You know, because it said that 1 in 4 Swedish.
Sure, look, it's all illogical, so trying to reason with them, it's all just propaganda to a dumbed-down audience. Radical Islam has not been created by the West attacking over there. That's part of it. It's been part of the long-term expansionist, imperialistic, goonish nature of what Islam has turned into under the last few hundred years of its attempts to expand, which it happened when it first begun as well. So it's repeated history. Yes, going over and bombing the wrong countries and putting radicals in charge has made it worse. The West is exacerbating it, opening the door up to radical Islam to bring them in. You're absolutely right. And, yeah, now it will give rise to a right-wing movement in Europe, which I wouldn't even call right-wing. The Nazis were socialist, but whatever. A very aggressive nationalistic groups that the media will give attention to that will only then discredit legitimate nationalist groups. Great point, Gary. Good to hear from you. Charles in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on?
Worldwide transmission, and I'm talking to Charles.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to comment on a couple of things. I called the other day. I was one of the delegates going up to the convention that starts tomorrow in North Dakota, the state convention. Ted Cruz is going to be here tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but Saturday he's going to be speaking, and then we got Ben Carson coming in. No word on Trump going to be here, but just wanted to comment that's going to be going on. And, you know, I'm kind of curious to see. I want to say something to Ted Cruz, and I don't know. I'm going to be wearing my InfoWars shirt when I go down there for sure.
That's awesome. I would just get his hand and say, you know, Senator Cruz, hey, wow. make him think that you're obviously into him, which you are. You were excited to talk to him. We're going to come back and talk about this. Stay there, Charles. This is an important question. And I'll bring a few more people with you. If you're going to go hard, go all the way. That way he gets peppered by the next question. And they have tactics. He'll leap ahead about six people, thinking you may have friends next to you. Have their friends strung out strategically. And then we'll hit him with a few questions that I'll think up and war game with you on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, my friends, I love love this planet, our spaceship Earth. And there's more than 50,000 nuclear weapons on the Earth right now, enough to destroy it 10, 15 times over. That is the surface of the Earth. And I want to pledge something to you out there. I'm going to work as hard as I can. I'm going to do everything I can because I'm not a suicidal lunatic, so I'm not a hero, to try to expose nuclear terrorism and the fact the globalists are clearly trying to get us ready for it so they can absolutely re-engineer our society into a total police state. And we all need to work together to expose the fact that they're funding radical Islam, they're funding North Korea, they're funding all these enemies, they gave the Chinese communists all these weapons, especially in the 90s under Clinton, so they can now menace us and threaten to attack our mainland. Chinese submarine, of course, famously launched a missile years ago off the West Coast. AFP reports China to U.S., be careful in South China Sea, or we may militarily go after you. No plans for killer U.S. military robots yet, AFP. China said to deploy largest range nuclear missile ever, Financial Times of London. North Korea threatening to nuke South Korea. This is what's going on in the real world. And then we've got Ted Cruz running around trying to convince everybody that he's this great patriot because he moved to Canada from Cuba and then he moved out to Texas 6-7 years ago and got a cowboy hat. And since then, he has voted pro-gun and a few other things. He did vote for TPP and stuff like that. His wife helped write it. And he says George Herbert Walker Bush is his ideological grandfather. And he got money from Goldman Sachs. And now he's been endorsed by George Herbert Walker Bush's family and Jeb Bush. And the Neil and Marvin are running his campaign, got their hands in the cookie jar. He's very proud of that. So I'd tell Charles, I'd say, man, I tell you, good to talk to you. I got a question about Jeb Bush. You know, he and his daddy and the rest of them were for NAFTA and GATT and open borders. But you admit you worked for him, but now you're glad you got endorsed by him. No, wait a minute. No, Slick. Pinocchio, Lion Ted, whatever your name is, answer my question. And then if he doesn't answer it, go, that's a coward right there who doesn't want to talk about his pedigree. But let me tell you, the Bushes knew they'd already been in 3 times. They already knew that name was bad. So they laid down on their back about a decade ago, and you know what came crawling out of the abyss of hell. Ted Cruz is the creation, the leavings, the Frankenstein monster of the Bushes. They got a bunch of people in their stable. Look, I don't care if somebody's Hispanic if they become president. I could care less. In fact, I'd love it if they were a patriot. But you got Marco Rubio and you got Ted Cruz with the CIA and the chosen kosher, safe Hispanic to run for president. And Jeb admitting he married a Hispanic lady. She's an attractive lady. But, you know, that's all part of the political dynasty. And they got George P. Bush in Texas, who's Hispanic, to bring back their dynasty and hope they can bring in enough Hispanics who'll then vote for him to get them back into power. And that's all Lion Ted is one more of these Frankenstein monsters they got wound up back there in the laboratory they want to roll out against the American people. And Cruz had a good voting record. I ignored some of his problems. But what I've seen him do now is very troublesome. So I've gone from 80% liking Cruz to 10% liking him. Now, if he got in as president and did good stuff, I'd turn around and support him. But the proof's in the pudding, Ted. When you're not busy saying you want to kill Donald Trump, you're busy supporting the TPP. Hell, your wife helped write it. Charles, does that sound like a pretty good question for you?
Well, that's exactly what my question was going to be, was how can you tell me you're going to take down the criminal government, or you, how he, I guess the cabal, as he calls it, I think is what he uses. And yet your wife is the architect of the NAU, and you stand on all these globalist positions. You voted against trying to have any funding put down in Texas to build the wall, and we're supposed to believe, and then you want to increase H-1B visas by 500%. I mean, there's videos all over the web about this guy. And on top of that, I mean, he sent me 8 emails in less than 24 hours. Begging me for my vote.
Well, they admit that he uses the same computer program, however he got it, that Obama had, that allows you to steal, basically, elections. They know when they're going to your door who you are. He's taken Texas, Ohio. He's been stealing a bunch of, well, he didn't get Ohio. He's been stealing a bunch of different states Louisiana. He admittedly lost, but still gets the delegates. Look, I don't like having to attack Ted Cruz. I don't like seeing him turn out to be a Goldman Sachs, Bush, loins, sprung, robo, neocon, next wave, globalist, terminator, hunter, seeker, operative. But that's what he is. Great points. Good luck, Charles.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio.
Politically, hunt him with a camera. Expose him. Hunt him.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Ted Cruz as a child wanted to be a ruler, and he wanted, well, other things.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ted Cruz now work for? Who runs his campaign? We now see coming into view a new world order, where no small nations will stand in the way of our world government.
Hope not.
Oh, yeah, let's play Ted Cruz's dad talking about him becoming president. Let's back that up. I forgot that part. I apologize. I try to give folks the benefit of the doubt, because you can work for Goldman Sachs and CFR and the Bushes and everything, and then go against them. But when you say you now endorse them and they're going to run your campaign, they're more New World Order than Obama. Obama may be actually double-crossing and setting up some caliphate. I don't know what's worse. Let's go back to Ted Cruz's dad. Here it is.
Cruz, you think Ted's going to rule the world one day?
I hope not.
All right, let's get serious here and go to Shelley in New Hampshire. Then we're going to go to Karen, James, Anthony. Oh, Keith's been holding a long time, too. Shelley in New Hampshire, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller. I've been listening for about a couple years.
I had a question
about, you know, the 9/11 conspiracy and the 28 pages, and wondering if the 28 pages will reveal if there was actually a physical plane that crashed into Pennsylvania, and if there were actually people who were making those cell phone calls that is, you know, cannot be done. Who was making those let's roll calls, and where is the physical plane? I'm wondering if that will be revealed in the 28 pages.
Sure. This is a very, very, very complex question. Do you want to hold for the answer to come back and respond, or you want to get let go now?
I can hold.
Okay, put her on hold. This will take a couple minutes. Let me try to really crystallize this. To understand 9/11, I have to explain it to you from my perspective. I learned that the establishment wanted us to debate all the anomalies and all the problems so they could confuse the public and then say, which conspiracy is it, because it's such a big mess. A whole bunch of FBI agents, it's on record, I made films about it, you can go back and pull the articles up if you're a new listener, but most people remember this. FBI agents from Texas to Arizona to Minnesota to Illinois to Florida to California, New York, you name it, said they were ordered to not follow the hijackers and ordered to not stop them. The head of the visa section told Springman, who'd been the previous head, that they were ordered to stand down and let them get fake passports or use their fake passports to get back into the U.S. and were told they were actually working for the CIA. That's Mohammed Atta and the other 15 of the 19 hijackers out of Saudi Arabia. The other four came from other countries, Yemen and a few others. So that alone, there's a cover-up, the door's open, they're bringing them in. You get into bombs in Tower 1 and 2, in 7, absolutely. We don't know who did it. You get NORAD stand down. You get the happy hooligans. I mean, I talked to a retired Army colonel who was dead 1 week after he came on my show. Colonel Don de Grand Prix. And he said, who did it? That two AIM-9s were shot into Flight 93. That stuff came out like a decade later. I called him up a week later, getting back on. They said the colonel died of a heart attack last night. Famous arms runner for the CIA, you name it. Huge, huge spook, guys, huge. He was not going to be part of it. He came on and said, I met the day after it happened with all these top retired generals, and they called their sources, and it was the happy hooligans. They had a secret reward ceremony, giving them medals just a few days after, and they wouldn't refuse the order and shot it down. You could go on and on and on and on with 9/11. The whole thing is a black hole of lies. I mean, I made 6-7 films on it, wrote books on the subject. It's ridiculous. But we know there was a stand down. The former head of transportation, Panetta, said he saw the order happen in the bunker. Cheney then ran to Site R. Bush was running around scared at bunkers. He, from witnesses I know that were there with him, he seemed scared legitimately. So I say he was just a puppet. Saudi Arabia had control of the 15. The FBI was ordered not to stop them. Whatever, once they got on the planes, we don't know. There were planes landing at NASA bases and planes taking off. Warren Buffett, for months, said, I'm going to have a very special meeting at this Air Force base in Nebraska. He had over several hundred top CEOs and leaders, thousands of people total, in a hangar with a big, giant movie screen with messages from the White House. That came out in the news after, but they wouldn't say what it was. They were in the hangar before it happened. And the word is, they told them, this is national security. We wanted to protect you and make sure you weren't in New York. Then they questioned them, and it was in mainstream news that the Pentagon canceled all these trips the day before to New York. See, they had a big secret government meeting on COG happening in New York set for 9/11. But then the conspirators went to people and said, the terrorists have learned of it. They may strike us tomorrow. They then got them all out in Nebraska to be part of the conspiracy to feel safe when they're actually meeting with the people that did it. Now, that's the best I can break it down with tens of thousands of data points. Nobody studied it like I have, folks. I'm not bragging. It's just day one. I told you 2 months before it was coming, they were going to blow up the World Trade Center, blaming on bin Laden. I got all this news and loaded calls. It's just hard to get into. So you notice the last 6-7 years since I got more sophisticated, I don't really get into all the minutiae. I mean, I cover it. I get into Building 7. I talk about a lot of the subjects, but we're meant to get lost in all that. Here's the deal. There was a congressional report in the first year after the event that found that Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. There was a NORAD order stand down from the White House, and the Clintons and the Bushes were involved in it. And there was ongoing cover-up since then. That's enough to lock all these people up, open the investigation up, and then we learn everything. I have a pretty good idea of exactly what they did, but I'm not going to sit there and speculate on it, okay? Now, separately, the media confuses that and goes, can you believe Jones? He says the New York Fire Department blew the towers up, and he says that there is no radical Islam. The fire department were patriots, heroes. They're the ones that exposed it was an inside job from the ground. The police weren't involved. They were heroes. They exposed it. I've interviewed firefighters, police chiefs, deputy emergency managers' heads. I had Barry Jennings on, and 1 week after he was on, he was deader than a hammer. D.C. Matter, madam, month after, deader than a hammer. You want me to really sit here and talk about deader than a hammer with you all day long? This is a spy movie you're watching in real time. They're just afraid to kill me to make me a martyr. And it ruins their fun because they've done an analysis and an assessment on me, and they know exactly where I'm coming from. Let's just say I ruin all the fun. Not just in that I don't care what they do to me because I'm committed to the truth. They know I ruin all the fun from so many angles. Because I didn't come into this as some government operative or some super spy or some superman. But over the years, not connections, not things I'm doing, not people I'm talking to, it's an unwritten conspiracy against evil. It's a sync. It's a click. It's an understanding. With all these other people in government, in corporations, in other governments that don't like what happened and know what's happening as well. So I become a focal point of the knowledge and the understanding and a figurehead, a tarot card, an archetype, a logo, a symbol, a maxim, a standard, a fulcrum, a shield, a sword, a weapon. And what do you do to a weapon like this when you crush it? I'll use a cheesy comic book analogy. What happens when you attack Doomsday, huh? What happens when you do that? You just make me 100 times stronger each time. The enemy knows that. They understand the metaphysical rules. You don't think I'm naive. They have the Austin Police Department, the FBI, watching out for my safety because they love me so much. They don't want me dead because of the chain reactions it could create. And I don't want to get off into all this, but to talk about 9/11 is to talk about myself, because I've been in this since the very beginning. The public can't handle the full truth of 9/11 because it's not all sussed out, and we don't know all the exact details. But we know there was a stand down. We know Saudi Arabia ran it. We know that we then attacked Iraq, arch enemies with them, and that was a war crime. And so we're this close to the 28 pages coming out. We've already had Jones and others talk about what's in it. It confirms Panetta and others' stand-down order. It confirms it all. It's the beginning of the end, and it's just one symbol of their fall because they've been killing and arresting and persecuting whistleblowers for about 10 years really bad. It's gotten really bad under Obama, but it was happening under Bush there at the end. Those guys are puppets. The decision was made in about 2006 to start really going after people. It hasn't worked. More people are just saying, you know what? I'm done. I'm going public, or I'm leaking this information. And that's why they want to go ahead and just have a civil war in this country, is because they want to get fellow Americans of every race, color, and creed killing each other and thinking local government and local cops or a random FBI agent or a random ATF agent or a random person in a government building is your enemy, and as if you're going to stop the New World Order going with a rifle and shooting some people at the IRS. No, you're not. Don't do it. You couldn't do something worse to help the enemy. We are interfacing with everybody in the government. We're interfacing with the corporations. We're interfacing with the CEOs. We're interfacing with the foreign leaders. We're interfacing with the truth. And nothing on earth can stop it, and everybody knows that. So all they can hope for is a huge war, a huge civil war, a huge collapse that they hope diverts everybody. That's not going to work either. So the globalists are kind of hesitating. They don't know what to do. They pulled a lot of really nasty tricks, but it's not working. They're like, sir, we've only got a few other options, and they're super dangerous too. We recommend you don't do this. And the elite go, but we're stuck. We're already losing. We're telling you don't do it. And they're going, we've always been in control because we're bold. Go ahead with these plans. They're like, don't do it. You don't have the momentum. You don't have the people. Don't do it. But let me tell you, they're telling the elite, don't do it. Don't set off the nuke in New York. Don't set it off in Chicago. Don't set it off in Dallas. Don't set it off in Austin. I'm listing targets here, folks. Do not sit there and think they don't know. We are in a death battle with these people. And the elite are saying, they're getting their hands around our neck. What do we do? And their experts are going, I just try to hope, just leave them alone. Hope they turn loose. We're not turning loose, and you know that. Because you're not turning loose either. You may consciously be trying to turn loose of us, but you're like a centipede. All your other feet and stingers are in our guts attacking us. You understand? You brought the fight. You attacked us. You won one. You're going to get one. You understand that? It's a spiritual law. And I'm only one part of the manifestation of that law. We're coming. And a lot of people can't handle this. Well, you know what? This planet's real. This struggle's real. Humanity's real. Free will's real. The spirit's real. And destiny's real. So nobody should be bored right now, because this is a historic time. So, Shelley, I don't know how to answer your question about 28 pages. It's known what's in them. It's been leaked. It's devastating info. That's the big domino. You knock that, all the others fall.
Yeah, no, I get the gist of it, and you're right. It's not worth, you know, hashing up the details, because it's the bigger picture. So I get it.
Well, I'm here to tell you the proudest thing I am. You can debate anything you want, but 2 months before 9/11, on the day of 9/11, Alex Jones hit that domino. Boom. That would have made my life worldwide right there for humanity. Ironed my bones up one side and down the other on that day. Everything else after that's just gravy before my God. It's all my sins, and believe me, there are plenty of them. I feel good at the final equation. Ma'am, what are you going to do to try to expose these monsters, Shelley?
Hey, listen, I work every day at doing it. I spread the word every day to people about your show, about vaccines, every day. So.
You're a sweetheart, and God bless you, and I tell you, there's a lot better souls out there than I. When I talk about myself, it's because it's the journey I've had. You are the leaders. You are the future. You are unstoppable. And I salute you. All right, I want to go to Keith and then Karen. Keith in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm going to go off the grid for a minute.
I saw that you want to bring up the Bernie contest, the one contest I announced that I never followed up or actually did, and so we're going to do it. Go ahead.
Dude, that was a stroke of brilliance. You are taking it to these people in ways. You've had some go viral, and you're seeing the results of it. I mean, that was a stroke of brilliance.
Here's the deal. I just threw it out on the air, and it's not brilliant. It's just I say a lot of dumb stuff, so I'm going to say a few good things. What was the Bernie contest? Because I want to do the contest. That was a meme. I mean, what was the plan? Because we never did it.
You announced a meme for the white privilege nonsense he'd put out that one time, and you've seen the results from it. I mean, you said it yourself. Look at the type of people.
Oh my gosh, I didn't wait for orders from headquarters. You're right. Buckley says we are now the number one memes on the internet for 2 weeks. We never even looked at our own contest info. That's people entering the contest to show white privilege and how ridiculous it was. I got so busy and forgot it, so we have to officially launch a new date, make the prize bigger, and have the Bernie Sanders meme contest. See, I'm just busy throwing hand grenades at enemy operations, and then I forget because I run to the next bunker what I blew up earlier or what you blew up earlier. So I was trying to remember that contest I announced but never followed through on. The only one I ever failed on. We always pay out on these. We're just doing too much. So it was the Bernie Sanders meme contest, right?
Yeah, and you know, you're hitting these guys on the level that they can understand. You know, you said yourself, look how they're dumbed down they are. They can only communicate through memes. Look, we got to start converting them one way or the other. At least get these brain-dead people thinking. And if they're listening, that's a start, correct?
Absolutely. Well, I forgot why Buckley was showing me all these Bernie Sanders memes and stuff. There were some of the top memes, and I forgot that was our contest I never followed through on. So I will codify after the show. We will relaunch it, and we will follow through on that contest. That's a great idea.
Well, it's your idea. As one said, it was a stroke of genius. And I've got one other thing. How's Biggs doing?
He's back to work. I made him go home 2 days ago. He had pneumonia and the flu. He looks good. He lost a bunch of weight. Wasn't fat, but, I mean, you know, he lost a lot of weight. That's the byproduct of it. Weldon's never been to the hospital. He looks great. He lost a bunch of weight. He was already skinny. He was in the hospital with his flu or whatever it is. It's really bad stuff, but Biggs is back.
I'm not going to worry about it anymore unless he starts looking like a hipster.
God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you, Keith. I'm going to come back and go to Karen and James and Anthony and Jasmine and others. And then we've got Anthony Gucciardi coming in to take over. I've not hit the Muslim news yet. And I love everybody on this planet. A lot of great people happen to be under the Muslim faith. But I tell you, what's taken Islam over is really about as bad as it gets. And the left has now merged with it. And I want to break that down briefly, too, when we come back. And even Italian liberals and French liberal designers are saying, why are all the new clothes designed hijab Muslim stuff for Christians and people? What's going on here? Well, the left wants to kill the West.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm the face that you have to face. Mirror in your stare.
us. We have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com. It is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion of minerals, trace elements, amino acids, all the vitamins, super high quality natural organic sources. The best we've ever come out with. This is going to be a game-changing product. It's the first run of it, 2 years in the making. It's going to be available probably till Monday or Tuesday. That'll be a month till we get more in. It's going to have amazing reviews, I can tell you right now. It is concentrated, so even containers twice the size of similar type things have the same amount or less as what ours does. The flavor is fruit punch. It's amazing. Check it out. It's so important to have all the minerals, all the vitamins, all the cofactors at one time. This is such a game changer. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And by tomorrow, it'll be back up for sale. We're augmenting and changing it, but it'll basically be the same with that limited edition Hillary for prison shirt that looks like an election shirt. It was so popular. People have demanded it come back. Everybody's copying it. So we're changing it a little bit, so it'll still be limited edition, but basically it's coming back, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Next little short segment, I'm going to play this bizarro clip of Hillary saying it's no big deal if she takes the popular vote and the superdelegates. Right now, Karen in Arizona, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I would like to mention I'm taking your joint formula, and it works really well.
Thank you.
And also, I like to give a little punch also on your silver bullet. Sometimes when I wake up with a stuffy nose in the morning, I put one or two drops of your silver bullet, and it clears up my nose.
I do personally is put it with salt, Epsom salt and hot water with a neti pot, and it's just amazing. I start getting a sore throat. I gargle with salt and stuff, then do a bunch of silver. It's been incredible. Thank you for the support.
Also, I do have to reorder my joint. But I wanted to mention I am a big Trump supporter, and I am planning on I'm mailing my contribution to Roger Stone. But I am want your opinion on Jesse Benton, that he was named one of the superdelegates. I have some concerns about that.
I don't want to be a mean person. And so I'm not going to say anything about Jesse Benton, but let's just say this. I have a concern. Who was he named as a superdelegate for?
Donald Trump.
Well, he's better than some of the Republican establishment people, but, man, I'm just not going to sit there and whatever. I have a concern, too. And that's why everybody should be involved heavily in Cleveland. This is going to be just spectacularly wild. This is like a real movie, folks. This is like something out of the movie and then some. And so I was not aware of that, because Ron Paul is not – I like Ron Paul. He's not supporting Trump because of some of the purist views. And I know Benton has done some other things. But, I guess Benton's better than, like, Mitch McConnell's people. I don't know.
Also, I have a friend named Gary, and if you want information offline, he lives in Texas. And he is a delegate also, but he won't be able to go to the superdelegate. And he told me that he stopped just by two votes to have – than from voting on the delegate level in Texas through the die vote machines.
Wow. Yeah, major election fraud in Texas. Even the election board said that it looks like Cruz got robbed. I mean, look, he won Louisiana. They gave it to Ted Cruz. But, yes, we'll put you on hold. But we want to hear from delegates, super delegates. We're going to really be focusing heavily on this. Bernie Sanders is being robbed as well. He was winning those first states, so they would just give the delegates to Hillary and tell her supporters on CNN, they'd say, just give up, your vote doesn't count, Hillary's got it. So most of them started switching to Hillary, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy where she now is winning a lot of the popular vote. I thought we had a clip of it coming up. Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Luke in Tennessee. Who's been holding the longest? No, James in Texas. Then Caesar in Mexico. We'll talk to Jasmine, Luke, and everybody else. We got Luke, who's a Tennessee Democrat, voting for Trump. Tennessee Democrat. Isn't that Davy Crockett? We'll be back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.